good morning, friends. It's Pastor Chris and Miss Michelle. We're here and we're excited to see you today. We have a crazy, awesome story from the Bible today, the big God story, and we can't wait to tell you about it. But first, we're going to stand up, we're going to sing, and we're going to praise God.
Let's worship.
I get scared sometimes, so I cover my eyes, but that's so silly, because God is always with me, so I stand up tall.
guys, we need to get ready. So let's put on those pay attention eyes. Mine are blue.
Clear.
With sparkles. All right. Reach up high. Grab those listening ears. Click them on. Make sure they're tight and make sure that they're straight. Good job. Now these, they're doing a lot of this. So we need zip, lock, and button. Okay. On three. One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button. Here we go.
Let's pray and ask God to help us understand his big God story today. All right, let's pray. God, thanks for this lesson that you have for us today. God, help us to learn more about you and more about how we can serve you better. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, last week, I know you guys talked about how Joseph and how God was big. Yeah, well, really big. Mm-hmm. And many years later, God's people were still living in Egypt. Mm-hmm. It was a really long time, like a really, really long time. There was a new Pharaoh in charge. Dum, dum, dum. And he didn't know about anything that happened with Joseph.
No, he did not. He did not. There were so many of God's people that Pharaoh got scared. Yeah, show me your scared face. Well, the Pharaoh was so scared, he thought that they were going to try and take over his country. So he chose to be very mean. Show me your mean face. Wow, that was good. But God is bigger, so much bigger. And he had big, big plans for his people. Show me your happy face. Good job, guys.
But Pharaoh became meaner and meaner and continued to hurt God's people. Ooh, show me the yucky face. But God is bigger, and he had a plan. Show me a happy face. A Hebrew mom hid her baby to keep him safe, putting him in a special basket and floating the basket among the plants in the river. Because God is bigger, baby Moses was found by the princess. And he grew up in the palace, living in royalty. And it was great. One day, when Moses was all grown up, he made a bad choice and had to run from Egypt. You could show me your running face. Anyways, so Moses moved to a place called Midian, which was in the desert. Whew, show me your hot face. Moses got married, had a family, and one day God did something amazing. Do you have an amazing face? And while Moses was taking care of his sheep, he saw a bush that was on fire, but it never burned up. Moses was confused and curious. Everybody show me your confused face.
That makes me scratch my head.
But he had to go look. Go ahead.
God used the bush to get Moses' attention. Yeah, it was kind of like one of those, "Hey, Moses," you know? When Moses came closer, he heard God speak to him.
Whoa.
Show me your whoa face. Whoa. God spoke to him from this burning bush, and God told Moses that he knew the Hebrew people were sad. Show me sad. Yeah. Can you show me a really, really sad face? Oh, yeah. But God is bigger, so much bigger than that sadness. Now show me your happy face.
So God told Moses he had a big plan, and he sent Moses back to Egypt. And he had Moses tell the Pharaoh. What did he tell the Pharaoh?
He told Pharaoh, "Let my people go."
I bet you Moses was really scared.
I bet he was. Should we try a scared face now? Show me your scared face.
But he knew that God was bigger than Pharaoh. And if God wanted his people to be free, they would be free. And Moses was right. God did free his people, and he used Moses to do it. Moses chose to trust God, and God gave everything he needed to be strong. Let's see your muscles. And Moses was able to lead his people away from Pharaoh and away from Egypt.
Yes, and friends, God is so good. He's bigger than anyone and anything we ever face. God will give us what we need to follow him our entire lives.
Oh, that's awesome. We can trust God's strength and his love because God is bigger and he's always with us. He's with you and he's with me, and he will show us the best way to go.
God is so much bigger than anyone or anything. God is bigger than our scarier dreams.
Yes, he is.
He's bigger than, mean and unkind people.
He's bigger.
And when sad things happen, God is bigger.
Yes, he is. God's bigger than everyone and everything we can even think of.
That's right. And you know what, Pastor Chris?
What?
We can follow him every day and know that he's going to give us all of the strength.
Show us your muscles.
All of the love and everything that we need for everything that happens. Because God is bigger.
We're going to celebrate that and tell God how big he is. Are you ready? Let's celebrate.
Let's go. Hold your hands up as you're going to receive. Children, may you always know that God is bigger than any fear that you face, and that he is always, always with you.